So we'll sing hallelujah till you come again.
Yes.
Yes. And we'll dance in your presence till you come again.
That's it.
So we'll sing hallelujah till you come again.
So we'll dance in your presence.
And we'll dance in your presence till you come again. So we'll sing hallelujah. So we'll sing hallelujah till you come again.
Come on, come on.
And we'll dance on mine. And we'll dance in your presence till you come again. So we'll sing hallelujah till you come again.
Yes.
And we'll dance in your presence till you come again.
So we say this, King of glory, fill this place. Just wanna be with you.
Just wanna be with you, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, King of glory, fill this place. We just wanna be with you, yes. We just wanna be with you. We say, King of glory, King of glory. Just wanna be with you, yes. Just wanna be with you,
yes.
Cause he is jealous.
Yes.
Love's like a hurricane, and I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy, yes. Oh, and all of a sudden I'm unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory. When I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. Oh, oh, how he loves us all.
Yes.
Oh, how he loves us.
Yes.
How he loves us all. Our purse. We're drawn to redemption by the grace in his eyes. Grace is an ocean. We're all sinking. Yes. And heaven meets earth like a sloppy wet kiss. And my heart turns violently inside of my chest. And I don't have time to maintain my regrets when I think about. Us. Oh, how he loves us.
Yeah.
Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves.
Come on.
He loves us. Oh, how he loves us.
Yes.
Oh, how he loves us. Oh,
this year I declare that God is my God. I declare that I exalt and praise his name every day, for in perfect faithfulness he has done wonderful things which he has planned long ago. Before I stepped into this year, oh God, you were waiting for me in it. You have planned perfect things long time ago. In your perfect faithfulness, I will praise and extol you. The Lord is the refuge for the poor, a refuge for the needy in his distress, a shelter from the storm and a shade from the heat. He has silenced the uproar of foreigners and stilled the ruthlessness of evil men. In the name of Jesus, you, O God, cover me and mine. Yes. This year we are preserved from every kind of loss and every kind of evil in Jesus' name. You are a refuge, a hiding place, a shelter from the storm and a shade from the heat. This year, Lord, we see you bringing men out of pits. Yes. Lord, beyond a doubt, we see you as the deliverer. In the demonstration of your favor and mercy, you deliver us with a complete deliverance. Yes. Lord, thank you because I will not be stuck in a hard place. I will not be consumed by affliction. In the midst of the diverse shakings that will visit the land, Lord, you keep me and mine for your glory. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is a shield round about my life. He's the glory in the midst of my life and the wall of fire round about me. I declare in the name of Jesus that I'm kept out of harm's way. My family and I are kept out of harm's way. In the name of Jesus, we will not be bent out of shape and we will not lose our godly covering. The mark of the Spirit is upon our bodies, our souls, and our spirits. The waters will not drown us, for the love of Christ is stronger than anything else in our lives. I declare that nothing will pull me out of the Father's love. I continue to declare the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. This year, my heart will know no fear, for nothing that comes against me will be able to stand against me. I declare that my life is shielded, my family is shielded, my vision is shielded, my nation is shielded, the work of God in my hands is shielded. Thank you, Jesus. You are the impassable wall of refuge. We will not be stripped of our honor. Our eyes will not know tearful sorrow. Our hearts will not be downcast. We will not lose our hope. Our joy will not diminish. We will not fall in warfare. Our armor is intact. Yes. In the name of Jesus. Lord, this year nothing will weaken my capacity to hear the Holy Spirit. Every single day of this year, I hear clearly. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my sensitivity is sharpened and I will not miss the vital signs in this day of danger. I will not miss the vital signs in the day of danger. I will not be distracted to be destroyed. I will not be afraid and I will not lose touch with my God. In the name of Jesus, I will not be bowed down or held back. Upon this mountain, the Lord Almighty prepares for me and mine a feast of rich things. A feast of rich things for all people, a banquet of aged wine, the best of meats and the finest of wines. Upon this mountain, he destroys the veil that enfolds the people and he lifts the sheet over the nations. He swallows up death forever. The sovereign Lord wipes away the tears from all faces and he removes from his people the disgrace upon them. This is the word of the Lord, and the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. This year, the covenant commitment of God is strong upon my life. He sets before me a feast of fat things. In the name of Jesus, my heart continues to make merry and to delight in the abundance of goodness. My God has supplied, and the supply outweighs the demand. I welcome the feast and I step into it. In the name of Jesus, I step into the provision and I step into the celebration. I declare it's time for the feast in the name of Jesus. Eblokos enda kush ela pragialos enda bakosa. Rekos edabarosh etaya bakondelabas. I welcome the feast in the name of Jesus. I right now stand before a godly feast. I receive that which has been prepared and preserved for me. I step into my epic promise in God. Things that eyes have not seen and ears have not heard, things that have not entered into the hearts of men, are the things that my God has done for me. Glory to God Most High. Lebo kus elebash endakosa. This year, that which has my name on it comes into my life supernaturally. That reward, that harvest, that abundance that has my name on it comes into my life supernaturally. I declare that there will no longer be a delay of my prophetic portion, because the angels of the Lord have received an heavenly command, and the blood of a covenant now speaks in the name of Jesus. It's the year of the new wine. It's the year of the new wine. I receive new wineskins to enter into this new wine. In the name of Jesus, I receive an enlargement of capacity. No longer will I be held back by small mindsets, small thoughts, small pursuits, small expectations. Today, I see the Holy Spirit enlarging my heart. This holy day, I see the Holy Spirit enlarging my heart, and I receive new wineskins. I receive the God kind of faith. I receive an enlarged capacity to discern the higher thoughts of God, to see how my Father sees things. I embrace your worldview, God Almighty. I embrace your faith, God Almighty. I embrace your vision, God Almighty. I embrace your abundance, God Almighty. I embrace your supply, God Almighty. I embrace your global dominance, God Almighty. I embrace your territory taking, God Almighty. I embrace your gifts, God Almighty. I embrace your opportunities, God Almighty. I will not be boxed to a corner because of the economic indices of my nation. I will not be boxed to a corner because of the demographics of my population. I believe you for the extraordinary. I step into glorious marvels. In the name of Jesus, I upgrade my perspective by the Holy Ghost. I upgrade my expectation. I upgrade my experiences. I step into the divine upgrade. I press into the epic miracles of God. I lay hold on the supply of the Spirit. My life will not be small. More than I require has already been provided. I receive the training of the Holy Ghost. My heart is trained. My ears are trained. My eyes are trained. My hands are trained. My spirit is trained. I'm walking into ordered experiences. Ordered experiences. Pre-planned opportunities. Premeditated advantage. That which the Lord has earmarked for me as mine. I embrace what has my name on it. In the journey of this prophetic evolution, I begin to see answers to prayers. This cloud that is hanging begins to rain down. The word that has gone forth ahead of me begins to bring to pass materially experiences that match the word that has gone forth ahead of me. In the name of Jesus, this is the year, and I'm the man for the job. I declare that as the Lord has commanded me, I become trained and tutored for my next level in God. I will not be a novice in my divine calling. I will not be ignorant of my portion. I will not walk like a mere man when a throne has been prepared for me. In the name of Jesus, my heart is captured by the higher visions of heaven. I quit the hustler mode. I'm not merely trying to make a living. I'm trying to impact generations. That's the ordination over me. I'm here for global dominance. I'm here as a voice that will not be silenced. I'm here as a never dying fire, a never sleeping church, a never slumbering house, a never quiet voice. a clarion call,
yes,
upon,
yes,
the mountains of the Spirit. As sharpened sword of God Almighty, I stand at the forefront of a breakout of prophetic manifestation, and I rise for the sake of generations. I superimpose the template of heaven upon the earth. I will see with my eyes and handle with my hands the outcome of my intercession and that which I believe God for. In Dokasha, I declare that I'm swift like the eagle.
Yeah.
I'm swift like the eagle. I take action quickly. I rise strongly, quickly, in the name of Jesus. I am not of a slow heart. I am not undiscerning. I will not be silent. I will not be silent. I'm swift in the name of Jesus. I lay hold on the promise quickly. I unscroll the blueprint. I begin to build according to pattern. I do not miss the dimensions of the Spirit. An edifice worthy of the residence of the Most High. An edifice. I declare this is the year of territorial dominance. This is the year of taking territories. As I discern the feast that has been set before me, I press into the feast and I take the finest of the portions, for it has been freely given. I declare that my heart delights in abundance. My heart delights in abundance. My Father owns the universe. My Father owns the universe. There's an abundance of all that is needed. An abundant supply for destiny, an abundant supply for purpose, an abundant supply for the calling, an abundant supply for ministry, an abundant supply to father the nations. I press into that abundance. Father, forgive my generation. We have played small for so long. We've hidden in caves. We bought the lies of the enemy. No more will princes trek on the earth like paupers. No more. We gain the flight of eagles. And you are buying back the years that we have wasted in error and foolishness. The years that have been stolen and eaten up by the cankerworms. You're restoring all that has been lost. You're restoring all that has been lost.
Yes, God.
Your ladder will be greater than the past.